Welcome one and all once again to Dual Wielding. We are on the road to E3. We are just 2 weeks away from the show of shows. Joining me this week, we have Martin.
I just realized I have chocolate on my pants.
I hope that's chocolate.
That's not chocolate.
He has been drinking it out recently. We have Daniel.
Hello.
We have the returning Jason.
Howdy, howdy.
And joining us again for our E3 coverage, we have Mr. Dutch Sayer.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Okay, so in theory, we usually go in order of the event, but I am not here at all next weekend, and the thought of these folks doing a Nintendo OE show just made me really depressed. So I decided to skip ahead.
Hey, I'm a Nintendo fan.
Yeah, but you have to... we'll get into this when we go into the show.
Sure.
But the other reason is also that technically, Jason can't be here for any Sony discussions.
Yeah.
So
I could. It would just be very boring and politically
correct. Would be you not talking.
So, yes,
we have him here this weekend, so we figured we'll do Nintendo. And, I mean, part of it was just the timing. As of this, we were recording Sunday afternoon. This morning, they had a Japanese-centric Nintendo Direct. The Nintendo World Championship qualifiers was this weekend as well, so I figured it was kind of one of those things to just talk about since all of this news is kind of quote-unquote current, even though this goes out later in the week. So Nintendo, as they've done in the previous 2 years, are holding a digital event, which is a fancy Nintendo Direct, Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, whatever weird European time.
Central time for Europe is 6 o'clock in the evening, so 1800 hours.
I think the first year the digital event was kind of whatever. It was just a Nintendo Direct. I think last year they kind of showed what they could do with the format, and I hope they expand on that this year. But kind of getting into the show, this is the same thing we said about Microsoft last week. Out of what Nintendo has for the rest of the year is known. It's been known for a while, and I don't see them pulling too many rabbits out of their hats. We know
he has some more new games for the console that are not announced and supposedly coming out this year, but
I hope so.
Yeah, but with Nintendo, that could simply be like Wii Party U 2.
It could also be them saying, yeah, this is totally coming out this holiday season, and then it isn't.
I think
2 weeks before the date.
I was about to say, this late in the year, I assume anything they announce they probably know. I mean, I think part of it was realizing when they did Zelda into 2016 at the start of the year, they had to find something to fill the gap. Now, we also know that Nintendo likes to pay hold the game until they can fit it in the schedule, as we found out today. Yoshi's Woolly World is done. It's out in June in Europe, July in Japan, and then we have no date. So that could be like an August-September title for us.
Maybe you're just not going to get it.
Not September, yeah. I assume, because of Mario
That's
Maker.
Mario,
but
yeah,
still.
Mario Maker is September. We know Mario Maker. The West still needs to get Xenoblade Chronicles X. There's Fire Emblem Shin Megami Tensei. There's Star Fox Project Giant Robot. Fatal Frame 5. What? Devil's Third is another one. I assume that's
I forgot it. About that game.
I think most people have.
I haven't. I still have very vividly in mind how terrible it looked last time.
Itagaki said this week when he's done with it, he's going to mobile development.
He's already starting. I was going to say, I thought that looked bad until I saw Project Treasure this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the best thing is Project Treasure is a free-to-play Namco Bandai game, so it's going to be horribly monetized as well.
Yeah, it's free to play, so apparently they're spending no money on actually getting that thing to animate.
I guess look good graphically or even artistically.
Yeah, I think there might be. Did we get an art? Did Art Academy Wii U come out yet? I figured if that's still a thing.
Should be out soon, I think.
They put that in the same limbo bucket that they put Flipnote Studio 3D in.
I thought that just came... Oh, no, that was a different one that came out.
Whatever it was, we didn't get it, so...
And then, I thought Europe just got one this past week.
I'm not really following the Academy news, to be honest.
Nah. And then I think Rodan the Sky Soldier is the only major third-party exclusive. Okay, let's go with third-party exclusive. It's not use the word major. And then they announced Mario and Sonic at the Rio Games this morning. So the Wii U lineup is kind of... It's filled up in that it has games, but there's nothing that screams like this is
there's
something that.
Hitters.
Yeah.
Yeah. My big question is like, are they planning on expanding the audience even a little bit, or are they just riding it out and satisfying the folks who already have one? Are they really looking for any more new people? Because their major titles for this console, except for Zelda, have already been announced or already out. You know, the ones that grab the most audience for Nintendo, the big titles, they're already out. So, you know, what do they want to do for until the next machine is here? Do they even want to grab more people or just satisfy the ones they already have?
They could still do a Metroid game or an F-Zero game.
For the audience that had already bought the machine? Or is that truly some folks?
You guys talking like this. With Star Fox coming out this year, is kind of making me sad.
Star Fox game we don't even know the title of.
Star Fox.
Star Fox is also not that big of a game. But I mean, it's not that these are bad. Like, I'm looking forward to a lot of these games. It's just that none of them scream to to Petra's point. It's pretty much. If you're invested in the Wii U, these are great games. If you aren't, this isn't going to change your mind. And
no game is going to Wii U, to be honest.
At this point, I don't necessarily know if Nintendo wants to... We've had Wind Waker, and people have known about Zelda since, 2014. I mean, yes, you probably want to buy it closer to this, launch, but I feel like that's not going to change people's mind. I guess it comes with a massive price drop. I know part of it is because they've been bleeding money, but it is still surprising that Wii U still sells for $300 almost 3 years later.
Yeah, and you can get an Xbox One for $350.
Yeah.
Almost as if Nintendo have always been hilariously bad at pricing things.
Well, I mean, this is partially because, again, they've been losing money. When you're losing money, you don't want to lose more
money. Nintendo haven't been losing money since the beginning of time. They've always been bad at pricing things.
But
yeah, except for the Super Nintendo. It was a great
especially
price.
if you're outside the
US. I
would
say the Wii U
the
Wii was priced really well.
The GameCube was priced well.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine most handhelds before the DS were priced decently as well.
Yeah, original Game Boy was very well priced.
Anyhow, but yeah, I think... I mean, this is going to be this is the kind of the story of E3 2015 for them. It's like, it's going to show if they've given up completely on the system. Like, they're not, it's not going to be like, there's no more games coming out for it. But there's that weird period of time where Nintendo's just kind of just focused from major games to, like, those weird quirky games. They did at the end of the Wii, with stuff like, Mario Basketball or whatever that was called. Mario 3-on-3 Mega Sports, whatever that was. And then, like, with the GameCube. Yeah, they had the Odem, the mic control pinball game, and stuff like that. And that's probably where we're going to see tinier games that maybe don't have half the budget of something like a Zelda or a Mario. And they can probably get third parties to work on that. And then they'll focus their teams, I imagine, on the next system. Because, to everybody's point, I mean, people still say, is this going to save the Wii U? I don't expect Nintendo thinks anything's going to save the Wii U at this point.
No, and the thing is, what's there to save? They're profitable again, and they have their audience, and this machine isn't going to speak to any more folks that haven't already bought into the whole Nintendo thing.
How do you raise a sinking ship? You don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think they're willing to just ride it out until, they can get a new system. And, honestly, this might be one of their better-supported dying systems. The Wii had pretty much nothing at a tail end. Except for a bunch of Japanese games that shouldn't have been delayed, but whatever. It's going to be interesting to see, because on paper, there's a lot of their studios that are kind of open. Mario Kart Studios, it's been a year since Mario Kart 8.
Some more DLC announcements, I assume.
I imagine DLC for, Smash Bros. Zoukis is... I was surprised Zoukis wasn't covered in a Nintendo Direct today. So I imagine that might be part of it. maybe the votes on like the first three characters who were selected or something like that. I imagine updates on Splatoon, because that should be getting content around then as well.
Yeah, content after E3 has already been announced, so more details on that are, you know, something that we assume will be there.
But yeah, other than that, it's really a crapshoot.
Yeah, does anyone expect any new next Mario to even be announced for this system anymore? Is that something that you move on?
Well, I mean, if they do announce a Mario, I expect something like Paper Mario.
Right.
Yeah, not like the successor to, the mainline series.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, partially because of, it was a smaller game, but they also just did Captain Toad, so they, there's only so much resources they have. And I imagine, if anything, their next game would be a 3DS title. Next Level Games hasn't had a game in a while. Monster Studio.
Yeah, that's Retro and Next Level are the big Western ones. Was like, well, let's see if they really want to push this a little bit more for this console. I would hope so, that they both have still a fantastic title in the works.
Well, they have. I would imagine that Nintendo would give Next Level a new 3DS game because they want to sell those.
Yeah, so what's a good fit for them? What would be a Nintendo IP that would be a good fit for them?
For the Wii U, or you mean...
No, for Next Level in general, the developer.
I don't know.
Well, I feel like Next Level...
They did Luigi's Mansion, and on the Wii they did Punch-Out, which both games were fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like their stock for Nintendo is going up, because they just did... Luigi's Mansion is, 2.5 million seller, which is obviously up from Punch-Out, and they did the Mario Striker games. And there was a time they were working on a Metroid game, so maybe they could return to that. I don't necessarily know if they would want to, but, concept offered...
Well, the 3DS is a thing, so they could, they've got extra firepower hardware to work with, so maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you guys think Retro will do?
Well... See, Retro's a weird one just because they haven't had a history of kind of releasing their games in any normal schedule, but any type of quickness. Because what Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze was last year, then Donkey Kong Country Returns was 2010, Metroid Prime 3 was 2007, Metroid Prime 2 was 2004. So they're on like a 2 to 3 year cycle with their games, and we just got Donkey Kong just over a year ago.
Yeah. The latest rumor on Retro was at least that they were working on new engine things. So if that's an engine for this or next gen Nintendo is of course speculation. But at least new engine for new game would be the greatest step forward for them.
Yeah. We could possibly see Pokken.
Right, a Western, at least a Western information or a Western trailer for that.
That's the game that I'd be a little bit more excited about.
Pokken? Yeah, Pokken looks... The stuff I've seen from Pokken actually looks kind of cool, so...
Yeah. It's a cool concept. I want to see how it plays out.
Does it have more Japanese details already, or a date, or a quarter, or something like that?
Nope.
No.
I'm only going from the gameplay that I've seen from the few characters.
Right. Yeah, so if it even doesn't have a Japanese date or a quarter for a release, maybe looking at the next year's game already.
Yeah, they could announce. In theory, they don't usually announce games too far out, but they've kind of had this, sheltered that for the Wii U, because we've known about Xenoblade Chronicles for 2.5 years now. Start off Fire Emblem.
Very long time, yeah.
Yeah, Yoshi's Woolly Worlds we've known for 1.5 years. Mario Maker we've known for about 1 year now.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, Project Giant Robot and the Security Guard game, which I can never remember. Those, they came...
Guard?
Gonna,
Project Guard or something?
Sure, they said that was going to become full titles. And they usually never lie about that stuff. It depends on how it becomes a full title, though. It could end up like... Game and Wario, which is basically just E3 concepts mixed in with WarioWare, or they can actually become New Super Mario Brothers U, which is New Super Mario Brothers Me or whatever, when they showed it at E3.
Right, yeah. Yeah, at least the big one you talked about was these Xenoblade Chronicles X. Yeah, that's truly, I think, their big title for the West. Because it's out in Japan, and they showed lots of footage. They even showed on a Western stream the Japanese version officially. And yeah, I think they're going to really push that hard together with Mario Maker for the end of the year, for at least for the games that have been announced. And like I said, Iwata says there are more games coming for the Wii U this year who have not been announced yet.
I was going to say, even though I don't think, I hope they have an Amiibo game at this point.
Yeah, I talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. That I still don't know why these figures sell. Well, I know they sell because people can't find them, and that makes people want to buy them because they can't find them. But as far as the Toys to Life concept goes, they're probably the worst of the four.
Yeah, the things that you can actually do with them, or the implementation in most games, is pretty terrible, yeah. For the value that you buy them at.
So, I mean,
yeah, an entire game around them would be a very, very cool thing, and they have enough of them out there now that it would be a wise decision to have a game centered around it, but they need to also not make it too specific for specific characters, otherwise no one will be able to play a certain mode or a certain character. That's the hard part for them now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a fun balance. It's already kind of frustrating. I can already see the reactions if they do announce that, because people get salty as it is. Like with Yoshi's Woolly World and all those costumes you can unlock, and everybody saying they don't have those amiibo. I'm assuming this is a no, but do you expect any type of third-party announcements for them?
No.
Except for a few licensed things for the 3DS, maybe, and a shizzle reel.
Lego games.
Well, they already have all the Lego games announced for them. I imagine Lego Dimensions might be a big thing for them. It looks like they're promoting it, at least with the trailers and stuff. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much their, it's Lego. It's Disney Infinity, it's Skylanders, the Sonic and Mario game, which has to be, of course. And I think Road and the Sky Soldier are the only third-party titles that's known for the rest of the year.
Yeah, they're trying to still work Project Cars. The developer of that is still trying to put it
on They basically cancelled it.
Yeah, but the hardware isn't good enough, they say. They can't get it to run, so that's still
shocking.
Yeah, no one is surprised.
Well, okay, switching gears to the other system that they have, the one that tends to be a bit healthier, the 3DS.
New Fire Emblem.
Well, I was about to say, part of that, again, is that we know so much, and they did have a Nintendo Direct today. They just announced, like, 50 Monster Hunter games for it.
So, 2 Monster Hunter games.
3 Monster Hunter games.
But that's the third Monster Hunter that we know is coming.
Yeah.
And it's like they're like, okay, people like the character customization, so we're gonna have a Monster Hunter RPG. People like the action, so we're gonna have a action Monster Hunter. And then there's the weird one with cats.
Yep.
So
everyone loves the cats.
So you make a full game around them?
It's not the first
one. For Japan, that makes total sense.
I'm pretty sure that's the third one that's just centered around the cat, so...
Yeah, it's that the other two are on PSP or something.
Yeah.
I assume that's the one we won't get. I imagine that Monster Hunter Stories and Monster Hunter X are titles we'll both get.
Yeah. When it comes to E3 predictions, I would say that we will already get an announcement for Monster Hunter X coming to the West.
Yeah.
Just because Monster Hunter 4, traditional Monster Hunter, has been doing pretty well.
I think there was something last night about... they already said that X is coming to the West anyway, so...
Well, there was the thing on their financial statement which said that this fiscal year a Monster Hunter title is coming out. We just suspected it would be Monster Hunter Stories.
Yeah, but it's clearly not.
At this point, I would say that's going to be Monster Hunter X, and Monster Hunter Stories didn't even show up at the Monster Hunter event today. I suspect that game is further
Yeah, because when they showed it, they didn't really show a ton of gameplay. With Monster Hunter X, we got a lot of gameplay.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a big thing for the end of the year. And that's Monster Hunter, I mean, partially because it launched the new 3DS, actually did sell really well in the West.
Yeah.
So they can continue that
million
momentum.
Copies.
And I do think being more action-oriented makes it something that's going to be more easy accessible for a lot of people in the West.
Yeah, and lots of variability with how you basically create your character in the sense of movesets and stuff. That's,
yeah.
That all sounds pretty interesting to me, actually. I think like this is like a testbed for Monster Hunter 5. See what sticks. Just because they already added the mobility stuff to 4, and I just thought like maybe they just lots more ideas, but didn't want to put it all in Monster Hunter 4 and maybe scare people off, so let's try that other stuff we had ideas for in a spin-off.
Yeah, yeah, and that, I mean, if it works, that's actually fantastic for them, because then you have two brands of Monster Hunter you can literally alternate between.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, you can go back to the numbered ones like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
We also know that we're getting the first Yo-Kai Watch. Sometime this year? I don't think they've given anything specific beyond that.
Yeah, that should show up at E3 then, right?
Yeah.
I assume that there will be maybe even announced like when the show will start, or say like, well, we'll start selling this when the show will start in the US or something like that. Maybe not a date yet, but at least
I feel like that wouldn't be at E3, but I do feel like it won't be like at their show, but I can see them doing something like a press release talking about like the whole rollout of that franchise.
Yeah.
We have Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer.
I still don't know what that is.
I don't get it either, but...
It remains dependent on more amiibos.
IKEA the game.
It's, yes, IKEA the game, and another way for Nintendo to sell you amiibo cards this time. But, yeah,
it means, but the chances are we'll actually get a date and a price on the bloody amiibo adapter, which I've been wondering about.
It did show up today.
With the game.
It was in the Japanese Direct, so yeah. We'll probably get it E3.
Yeah, I mean, they mentioned the adapter when they showed Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer the first time.
Yeah, but they never said price or date.
Oh, no, I think the date was always just some vague summer 2015, but yeah, I assume it's going to launch Animal Crossing.
There's no function. There's literally almost no functionality without a game attached to it. Yeah, you can use it on Smash, but... That's about it. So assuming this will launch with...
Well, there's a bunch of 3DS amiibo titles already. There's the Ace Combat.
There's Codename Steam.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Codename Steam.
Yeah,
right.
But I think they tend to roll out hardware with some type of software. And I think Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer is probably... I mean, that's what they're doing in Japan. I think that makes sense here as well. Especially when Animal Crossing sold well, so you can kind of get those people to buy it again if it comes to the game. Yeah, what else do we have? Oh, Project X Zone 2.
Okay, and that
Cross Zone.
Yes,
Cross Zone. That's the strategy RPG, strategy RPG. That has, like, Sega, Capcom, Namco characters.
Oh, right. That Cross
Zone. I fought the first one. I played the demo and thought it was pretty bad, so...
It's like Marvel vs. Capcom for me. And I'm going to say it and probably offend people. Like, Marvel vs. Capcom isn't the deepest fighting game. It just makes you look really awesome when you do something. And that's what Project Crosszone was.
So flashy.
Yeah, Project Crosszone was extremely flashy. None of the strategy makes any sense.
Well, more like you don't actually need any strategy because the game is boneheaded easy.
Well, I heard it gets really difficult in the back half, but...
Oh, great, I have to only play 15 hours or 30 hours before the game gets interesting.
Just for the record,
I love both kind of games.
I'm not defending, I'm just saying what I've heard, because I thought the same thing with the demo. I'm like, this is really awesome because everybody does these super crazy moves, but none of it seems that important because everybody's just a walkover, so yeah. Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon was also a thing.
Yeah, they have no mainline series as far as we know for this year, so they need to have one Pokemon title at least.
Yeah, I feel like if they had a mainline title, it would have been announced by now.
Yeah, especially for Japan.
Yeah.
Well, they're prepping for next year, because next year is the 25th anniversary, I heard, so... I assume that they're hard at work at some
that
major thing
sense.
For next year.
You mean 20th?
20th, then, yeah, sure, yeah. That's why...
Hey, Pokemon isn't that old.
Thing. No, no.
That 20 makes more sense.
More importantly, we're not that old.
Yeah.
Well, some of us are. Not to say, I know when Pokemon started, because I was just, like, at the tail end of getting out of stuff like that.
I played Pokemon at school.
Oh, yeah, so did I, but it was kind of not a cool thing to do in high
school.
No,
it wasn't cool at all.
Depending on your definition of cool.
Well,
but it wasn't true, really.
Yeah. We already mentioned Fire Emblem, which has, instead of the... As people call it, the waifu simulator, it's now a house builder.
And you get to rub their faces.
Everyone's supposed to say it has different waifu weirdness in it instead. Ugh.
Wait, you don't invite people over to massage their faces?
Yeah, you can, like... You can, like, it's like Pokemon Ami, but for the characters in Fire Emblem.
Yeah, don't you want to touch the female characters' faces? Don't you, Al?
Don't you? it was kind
he
of funny.
He doesn't, but still.
Yeah, and I guess at the same time, they also announced a new chibi robot this morning. And
yeah, that
I,
actually looks like a chibi robot game I would like to play.
I know. I honestly did not know what the franchise was before this. It was kind of like an open world thing where you kind of went around like an apartment, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't like take photos of things.
No, that was the 3DS one.
Yeah.
I know that one.
It mostly was like, seemed like a game, open world house simulator, in which you do chores as a robot.
Yeah, this one looks like it's kind of Bionic Commando.
The family that lived there.
And I imagine we're going to get it in the West only because it has an amiibo. And right now, anything that has an amiibo, Nintendo wants to print because people will kill their mothers for one.
They just don't want to make enough of it.
I think they're doing a good job. Well, I think they're doing a decent job of making them. I think the distribution's a problem, but neither here nor there. But yeah, I was surprised because I believe this is the first franchise to kind of get a Soyo amiibo. Like, Mario had a group, so Toon comes with a 3-pack. This is really just one amiibo for one game.
Yeah.
And I don't get the amiibo integration. It looks like Kirby, where it's just like a power-up.
That's what it seemed like, right?
Well, the less functionality you build in, the more, you know, you can just sell them to collectors.
Oh, and at this point, I think that's how you people they're selling to, because like, they know
of course.
There's no game for them.
No.
So is there anything, aside from a new Metroid game or F-Zero, is there anything you folks want to see or expect to see at
EA? Nintendo systems. I want to see them, but they won't happen.
No, I'll expect that the regular-sized 3DS will be announced for North America for a limited release at only GameStop or Nintendo website itself. Yes, because it was not rated, but it was sent out to the technology specs organization
FCC?
In America? The FCC, right. It was specced by the FCC for America, and... like a few months ago, and I really think that they could sell not like millions, but at least like a few hundred thousand in America if they do a limited run.
And they're
going to
piss a few
color.
People off in the process.
Of course, of course.
Everything they do piss people off at this point, so I mean, they're probably used to it.
Because they can't do anything the same everywhere, that's why.
I mean, to be fair, we were is not equal. I mean, I think the biggest part with the new 3DS standard here would be like getting people to have all of those face plates and stuff like that. Like, you don't even do that for phones. Like, usually if you want to buy a phone face plate, you either have to order it from somewhere online or go to, like, one of those weird mall vendors.
Yeah, same here.
Well, they're not trying to get people to buy more than one faceplate. They just want...
No, they're trying to get people to buy out of faceplates, which is why...
No, they're not. They're just appealing to literally everybody with them.
Which is why people buy more than one. I mean, it's the same thing with phone. People have more... Like, I don't get why people have so many phone cases. I honestly don't have any, but whatever. I haven't broken my phone yet, so maybe that's why I haven't nicked into a case.
Once you drop it and it breaks, you wish you had one.
iPhone's 2.5 years old. It's been through enough. So, yeah, I say this and then I'm going to break
it. Yeah, that's actually a real thing that I think will be announced and will be like, it's out in a week and it limited run at GameStop or at Nintendo website itself.
Yes. And
I assume they also will be talking a little bit about their new initiative for the program, which will align all of their services and, you know, for veterans of Nintendo to be able to register and stuff like that. Talking about maybe not when it's released, but like saying coming this year, and this will be a little bit more detail now and a little bit more detail later.
I'm not even going to go into that. It should be Nintendo Network ID. That's what should Nintendo Network ID should have been.
Yeah,
how many
but it
fucking
isn't,
online services do Nintendo need to create before they get it right? We're already on two.
Wait, how do you know?
At least
how do you know it won't be, though? it could just be that you sign.
Because it's already half-baked into the... It's half-baked into the 3DS as it is.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you don't know
that
it won't just be your... It could just be a continuation of that service. Like, that's...
It,
you know, it, was added,
it probably
it was added
won't know Nintendo.
Maybe. I mean, what else? Maybe we'll see an announcement of Final Fantasy Explorers for the West?
Oh, right, that's a game.
Yeah, it kind of came out with no fanfare in Japan.
Like, with Square Enix, you don't know. You have to go and consult an Ouija board if you're going to find out.
Ask a Magic 8 Ball.
I mean, what's with Bravely Default 2? Or Sekiro, or whatever it's called.
I think they said that they were... I think somebody said they were hoping to bring it over, which in Square Enix language means if you Nintendo wants to cut us a check.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's why I think...
I'm assuming it will come over.
That's why I think you could announce it during, like, E3.
Well, I mean, yeah. Square has a press conference as well. They could, you know, if Nintendo announces, they can follow up with, you know, because they have what? They have Dragon Quest VII, they have Dragon Quest VIII, they have Final Fantasy Explorers, they have Bravely Default the Second.
Mm-hmm.
Those are four unlocalized games that they could bring over, and that would boast to any lineup.
I suspect from those, we will only get
Bravely
Default
Second.
Yeah. I can kind of see Final Fantasy Explorers going either way, because they tend to bring over most things of Final Fantasy in the title.
I can see it coming over, but from those four being announced this E3, I think Bravely Default Second.
Oh yeah,
and of course the first one actually
did
well. Download
only title for the West. Nintendo really likes them niche titles putting on the eShop right now at the 3DS. So
are we
maybe download title only.
Are we behind on any Phoenix Wright or Professor Layton games?
We haven't got an announcement of the Great Ace Attorney for the West yet.
That might still be too early, right?
Don't know if it's coming to the West at all.
We might get, at this point, I assume, like 50 years old, Inazuma 11 2. I hope they just kind of jump to like, go. But not that it matters. I don't think the last one did anything, but... It exists.
Actually kind of a shame, because those games are actually kind of good.
Well, I wouldn't know. We literally got the first one last year and nothing else.
Well, too bad.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that those are games that they can okay eyes.
And they're already in English, because we have them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that
English, so technically,
but...
you don't even need to localize them.
Yeah, they just need to buy up some European leftover cartridges and end the region lock on them.
Or just put those ROMs up on the eShop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, even though I don't think we're going to get this either, but the Rhythm Dragon Quest is also a thing that Square has.
Rhythm Dragon Quest.
When was the last time we got a Dragon Quest game?
Dragon Quest 9?
That was 9, yeah.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah.
So 2009, 2010?
It's a really long time ago.
And that OE got bought over mostly because Nintendo paid for it.
Yep.
I was also going to say we have Dragon Quest 10, but at this point I don't think Dragon Quest 10 is anything but just like a running joke.
No.
I mean, I don't know how
to
score
is just a Wii title, and it has been ported to the Wii U for Japan. But.
I was just about to say, Dragon Quest 10 exists, you mean Dragon Quest 11?
No, I meant Dragon Quest 10 as far as they
can
get it over.
Well, yeah. That game is never coming over.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, that's always going to be the running joke, because that was that not like a Wii U launch title?
Yeah. But it came out originally on the Wii, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the Wii, it's on the Wii U, it's on the 3DS, and it's on the PC. You would think one of those versions could have made it over.
Yeah, you'd think.
It's great, Enix. Great.
I mean, we didn't even get, like, Dragon Quest VII, which is, like, ridiculous. I mean, they should have brought that all, because that's probably one of the best Dragon Quest games ever made, and yeah.
I
and it already had a PS2 release, so it is already localized.
I'm almost afraid to mention this because of what happened this week, but do you expect to see anything from the, I hate this name, the Nindies, the Nintendo Indie Movement?
Don't God, forget to buy our region locked indie bundle. Because
that's why I didn't want to bring it up.
It's probably a large sizzle reel because they have a lot of developers working on stuff and having things almost released now. So
yeah,
I'm hoping we see somebody from Nintendo, preferably Satoru Iwata, apologize for the awful, awful name that is Nindies.
Well, is that a serious official thing?
No, that's what Nintendo uses. Nintendo, it's
yeah.
called...
Oh,
it's
God.
Like, isn't it called like the Humble... Yeah, it's a
God, I didn't coin. Know that I had a nickname for it. Jesus.
I'm never going to say that.
No. Leaves a weird taste in your mouth.
And the thing is, I think it was originally born of a joke. Like, some indie developer, he joked about Nindies, and then somebody sent him Nintendo sent him an email saying, thanks for the idea for the name.
Oh, God.
But
they will probably have, at least for Wii U, a large chisel reel because they have a lot of indie developers and a lot of stuff's coming out. So yeah, maybe a highlight on one or two of them. But
yeah, I imagine Mighty No. 9 is a big one for them. I imagine, and SteamWorld Heist is another
SteamWorld
big one.
I'm trying to remember what they did last year. Wasn't it like a thing where they had a video package in which like two or three titles were short for longer, and then like
they had a lot of quick cut.
Yeah, some highlights on the longer.
I would suspect the same this year.
Yeah, I mean, and I think kind of to get into this, I mean, I enjoyed the digital event last year, but really the bread and butter for the E3 last year to me was the Treehouse Live stuff.
Yeah,
and
awesome. I love it. It's fantastic.
I'm curious to see what they have this year. I'm so happy we don't have to go through Fantasy Life again, because, god damn it, I didn't need to see him with so much Fantasy
Life.
So
they'll have something equally.
Fantasy Life is a fantastic game.
And Splatoon. I'm glad Splatoon is out, because they went to that every other segment. We got to fill time. Let's head over to the Splatoon booth, which was a fantastic game, and it turned out to be great. But I don't need to see that much of a one game. I'm afraid that this year is going to be Mario Maker, because...
Mario Maker, yeah, definitely.
For some reason, and I'm hoping they change... Mario Maker is their Best Buy game this year?
Yes, it is.
What does that mean?
You can go to select Best Buys and try the E3 demo on the show floor there.
Okay.
Yeah, which makes sense with Smash Brothers, because you got four people to go at once, and Smash Brothers is a game that looks really fun visually for people spectating. Mario Maker, as far as I know, is a single-player affair.
As far as we know right now, it's single-player only. Yeah, only we only beat that. So only one thing at the console at a time.
Yeah, and the big gimmick with that is creating stages, which won't be interesting for people to sit there and watch you create a stage for 10 minutes. And if it's just playing through pre-created stage, then it's really just playing a Mario game, which I think most people kind of know what that is by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made a good point, but I assume at least for the Best Buy, maybe at the E3 show floor, of course, for the critics, they will have the mode on for making stuff, but maybe they'll disable that and only have a selection of made levels for the Best Buy thing so that people can at least, you know, move on quickly to the line.
Yeah,
that's
it's the same,
besides the point of the game, of course.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same problem, though. It's like, okay, like last year was Smash Bros., the year before that was Wind Waker, Donkey Kong Country, Tropical Freeze, and Mario Kart 8. Mario Kart 8 makes the most sense. Donkey Kong makes... Wind Waker made no sense. But people... I know people tried it so they could see if the gimmicks and stuff, like the glitches still worked. But Mario Maker, to me, doesn't make sense because I'm fairly certain of any video game franchise in the entire world, you can ask somebody if they know a Mario game phase, and most people
especially
say
the older ones. Especially the 2D ones, the old ones, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the Treehouse Live, I expect that they'll probably go heavy on that with more, I guess, third-party titles, because last year it was mostly first-party titles, and they'd have third parties drop by like once or twice a day. I can see them, third parties in the sense that more indies, because
yeah,
those
smaller,
also
smaller downloadable titles.
It depends. I mean, if Devil's Third is like coming along and stuff, they could also demo the vet game, I guess, single player and multiplayer.
I don't think that does them very well as showing
what? I mean,
you never know. They might demo the Devil's Third again, and it'll be a completely different game, and it'll be actually good this time.
Well, I was about to say, when they demo Devil's
nice
Third, they made it more interesting, but it's still Devil's Third. The only problem I would have with Devil's Third, from Nintendo's point of view, is it's an M-rated title, and I can't imagine them wanting to show that off too much.
Yeah.
Even though they showed off a lot of Bayonetta last year.
Yeah.
I think
hyperviolence, but it's stylized, and I don't think that Itagaki has that kind of style. You know, his style is more like more blood.
Yeah, so, and I imagine, you know, like, it is weird that Nintendo doesn't really have a big multiplayer title in the works.
They don't need one.
They don't typically, though.
They just release.
They always do, though.
They just release one.
Yeah,
but
they
I mean, in their minds, all their big multiplayer titles will already come out.
Yeah. Their next big multiplayer title will be for the NX.
Well, I'm just surprised, because usually, you know, like, they've had Mario Party, they've had, you know, Splatoon, Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, New Super Mario Brothers.
If they need another multiplayer game, they'll make another Mario Party. It hasn't stopped them making loads of them before.
They will probably make it.
Yeah, except I don't think they're good. I don't think they're set to reveal one when they just came out with one 2 months ago.
I don't know.
Not even 2 months.
Wii Party this time. It's not Mario Party.
Yeah, maybe the Amiibo gameplay game will be multiplayer. That could be a thing.
Yeah, that's a way to get people to buy, like, bring your own Amiibos and have, like, an Amiibo fighter. But yeah, I'm just trying to think, because a lot of the games do show off better with multiplayer, but, I mean, I guess technically Xenoblade has multiplayer, but that's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's hard to demo, I assume.
I guess Star Fox might have a 4-player split screen.
Well, it needs a title first.
Well, I mean, like, does it need a title? It's Star Fox. I mean,
it needs a title and a bot, and we need to know anything about it before we know it has a multiplayer.
Could just be called Star Fox. Who cares?
Or God, I hate that.
It's still a title.
Or, in Nintendo's words, new Star Fox.
Yeah,
that would be even worse.
Yeah, please have it be Star Fox.
Star Fox Returns.
Like
Star Fox Adventures 2. What?
Is new Nintendo's the?
Yeah. I mean, there's Mario Brothers, there's Yoshi's New Island.
That's like, you're being creatively bankrupt when you put new on
everything. Yeah, because new Super Mario Brothers, Yoshi's New Island,
the
new
3DS.
So that's basically Nintendo's strategy of rebooting. We are not calling it the Super Mario Bros. It's new Super Mario Bros.
Yes. And I can't wait for new Star Fox with all my
new
3DS.
That could be a thing. That could, the 4-player Switch game was a big deal on the N64 version. So yeah, that could be that could be it.
Yeah, if you want to be really lazy, it could also be called Star Fox U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they can also just say, like, Star Fox Universe at that point.
Nah.
That's too clever for them. And having the U be highlighted in the same color as the console, that's too clever for them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just thought, for some reason, it made me think of New Super Mario Bros. U, which is generally, like, the easiest name you could think of.
of course.
That's why I brought it up.
Because it's the fourth game in the franchise, and in no way would you know that. But
Nintendo has always been lazy with aiming in
yeah, except for
ways.
Zelda, they have no creative names.
No, I think they have. I think some, like, Metroid, I think, works. You know, Metroid Prime, Metroid Fusion, Metroid Other M. That's
my Mario. You have, like, stuff like Mario 64.
Well, see, Mario goes either way, because you have
Pilot Wings 64.
You have Mario World, Mario Galaxy, Mario Sunshine.
Pilot Wings 3D.
I guess also
Kirby
Project
Triple Deluxe.
Okay, that made sense. That's a good one.
No.
I think that Fire Emblem is also a pretty decent one with the random naming, even if half of them make no sense. Radiant of Dawn and Shadow Beast, I think, is one.
Yeah, and most of that comes, of course, they think about a Japanese name first, and then they'll be like, what's a title for the West, you know?
Yeah. But yeah,
now,
I guess...
I would suspect Fire Emblem If to not be called Fire Emblem If in the West.
I don't get that name. No. I assume it means something else in Japan.
No, it doesn't mean anything. It's just they don't know English.
I think they're hinting at the choice that you make for the two types of games. Yeah. That
what if scenario?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that
if you want the full game, buy two things instead of one.
Yeah, but I would say, in terms of grammar, that doesn't make sense because they're basically saying it's Fire Emblem if you choose this or that, not that you choose in Fire Emblem.
Oh yeah, and that's because of the weird naming convention, but I think they're thinking about
think
it.
You think as if the Japanese know English grammar?
Oh, apparently not if it's Fire Emblem. Like, I keep on seeing that, I'm like, if what? If what? Like, that
yeah,
has
exactly.
to mean something.
I mean, I've seen worse Japanese titles, so...
Oh, yeah. There's a crap. I forgot. Oh, there's a podcast I listen to called Age of Time, and they have a game they play called I think it's like X-Men comic title or Kirby's Right Back at You translated titles, and it's just like they translate the actual Japanese, and it makes no sense whatsoever. But it's like, oh, this sounds really cool. Let's see how it translates, and it doesn't make any sense when you actually put it in its native language.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So yeah, I mean, anything else you folks want to touch on with Nintendo?
Like we said, it seems like mostly known quantities, and I'm curious what surprises we will see.
Any information about quality of life, or is that something that you feel for Japan first?
I think that the mobile stuff, the universal all that stuff, I think, is going to be kept separate. I think we'll probably get an event in there because their financial meeting is at the end of June or something like that. And in fact, that's where we get all that information because a lot of that stuff they do have to start announcing, especially being that they can't, you know, their first mobile game's due this year. And their quality of life stuff, I think, is due like quarter one of 2016.
Yeah. So it's quality of life is still of time. But mobile, yeah. Not E3, they already said as well. But yeah, they will probably say like you mentioned during their financial thing and then shortly later probably I don't know if they would do a direct for mobile games. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, my big question with the mobile thing has always been is like, do you actually want to announce that far ahead? Because by the time the game's coming out, it's already based on the information that's been out there, there would be 3 clones on every platform just by the trailer or the images that they released.
Yeah.
So how much information do you actually want to get out there from, hey, this is our first game coming out?
Yeah, I mean, to Martin's point, I'm curious how they announce it, but we've seen them before announce stuff that either gets announced and released the same day, and like they just did that today with the Japanese Direct, where they announced Dr. Mario and Dr. Luigi.
Yeah. And I think for a mobile title, this actually makes way more sense to do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Yeah, especially if it's, like, free-to-play, it's like... Yeah, we're doing this, and you can download it right now.
Yeah, I think if anything, we'll probably hear of the franchise beforehand. Like, our first mobile game is going to be a Mario title, or it's going to be a Pokemon title.
No information on the gameplay or how it plays.
Yeah, and then, like, or maybe they tell you that, and then they say it's coming out, like, such and such a time, and we'll have, like, first footage that day or something like that.
With the release of the game itself, yeah.
At the same time, Nintendo doesn't know mobile. Maybe they think they can announce it ahead of time to build up hype and not realize that people are going to have like 50 clones of it within the time that conference finishes.
Yeah.
I would like to think they are smarter than that, but...
Yeah. For their sake, I would really hope so. If they truly are innovating as they seem to want to be on that platform, I really hope they hold their cards close to themselves.
The problem with that, though, is I like mobile games. I don't necessarily think innovation's what sells.
Innovation isn't what sells, because otherwise Candy Crush Saga wouldn't be popular. It would be
No, they want to be innovative. That's my point.
Oh, yeah, they
want. Not that that sells, they want to be that.
Well, but yeah, I don't expect that at E3. I can see them kind of going more with their free-to-play stuff. We've had a lot of interesting experiments from them, so I'm curious to see what they do on the console side in that regard. We've had, well, I say we in the broad sense because I don't think we all got the same games. I don't believe you folks have gotten Rusty's Rodeo Baseball yet.
Nope.
We can't.
No.
We can't get it.
Yeah. Hey, you folks.
No, those experiments were literally, I think, experiments.
Rusty's Real Deal Baseball, I'm being real here, Rusty's Real Deal Baseball, the whole concept of the game breaks EU law, so we can't.
I was about to say, you folks should also appreciate baseball more, because it's a great cure for insomnia.
Mark likes baseball.
But, yeah. And then, you know, still, Diver Subwars was an interesting one, and then recently they did Pushbone Stretch Mo.
Mm.
Yeah, I think there were literally experiments for thinking about the future for the phone business. I don't actually think they truly want to have a high push on the console, has it been 3DS or Wii U, to really have a free-to-play successful game on there. I don't think those are the platforms that they truly want to push that.
Well, I think I think if they get the right game. Like, I honestly think if they did an Amiibo game, it should be free to play because you're spending $13 a pop to get these figures to fade a game. And I think that would be an interesting way to kind of, because, again, I go back to Amiibos. I'm sure we're going to get an announcement of more waves to Smash Brothers at E3.
Of course.
If you do an Amiibo game free to play, that means you can say, if you want this Mario content, pay now for this. So it works out.
Yeah. I mean, it will be evil, but then you have the alternative. Like, I can't find Fire Emblem Amiibos. So you can just give us $20 to unlock the Fire Emblem characters and stuff like that. And it's dickish, but it is what it is. And for some reason, people are more willing to accept stuff like that than they would if it was, like, people are upset with the Yoshi's Woolly World, and people are upset with Codename Steam. Except we've seen figures, nobody actually bought Codename Steam, so it doesn't matter if you don't have the Amiibos or not. Codename Steam.
Yeah, it's sad, because I hear great things about it, and now that it's been patched, I hear even more positive things about it, but just, like, it wasn't the right game at the right time.
I think it was one of those cases where the demo turned off a lot of people, myself included.
Yeah, even with the fixed stuff, I don't feel like this game was particularly great.
I think it's a better idea now, but I'm going to wait until it's like $20.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because you can.
Okay, that's just a continental thing. U.S. Census Yes prices are not quirky than most. Actually, I think Japan's Yes prices are quirky.
I think it's more of a Nintendo of Europe thing.
No, it's a Nintendo Europe thing, because in the UK side, the games after 2 weeks, if they haven't sold, they're like £15. So
no, that's not true. If it's a Nintendo game, it never gets cut.
Not Nintendo related. That's what I said. Not Nintendo related, but other games.
Yeah, if it's a Nintendo game, you basically
buy it on day one.
If I want to buy Ocarina of Time, I have to pay £40 for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean that is Nintendo, but that's also retailers not dropping the price.
Because Nintendo.
This isn't the place for that.
No.
But yes, anything else?
Smash Brothers DLC. I want to be surprised.
Oh, Nintendo World. Oh gosh, Nintendo World Championship, which I know is even myself up for. Yes, for that to comment.
I have no idea what to expect from the thing.
I bet you somebody from America wins it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we do have 16 of the 16 competitors, so we have good odds. Well, I mean, technically speaking, anybody could have entered the Best Buy stuff. They didn't have to be Americans.
No,
they just have to be in America, which is Americans.
You could be visiting, but what are the chances that you're visiting and you'll be here 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
I mean,
and
it's
be the best at that location at that time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very slim chance, but it's a possibility. I mean, it was open to other people. It's not like they just said you had to be American to enter. It's just really, 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 really convenient for 8 cities in America.
Do we know if the final's being streamed and does it have, like, a whole event around it, or is it just...
Yes, it's streamed Sunday night.
Okay.
And I expect, like, the qualifiers was just Ultimate NES Remix for the 3DS.
On 3DS, yeah.
Yes, and that was pretty much, one, it's modeled after the NES Championship stuff from the 80s, where it had the 3 games and stuff like that. It was also just really easy to get people through, because you could do, I think they said they were doing 15 people at a time. So, that worked out. And I'm surprised they haven't announced the winners yet. It seems like they had a pretty decent turnout from the people who've...
I read on KF that some locations had over 750 people in line.
Well, I mean, it had that... But yeah, I mean, it seemed to have... I'm surprised they haven't announced the winners yet, but yes, I assume they'll do that this week, and then they'll do the 8 people they're inviting and stuff like that.
The selecting people, yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious to see, because I imagine, I hope, fingers crossed, that when they do the actual one, it's a bit more interesting, because Ultimate NES Remix isn't a great game to watch.
No, or do we know if it's the same game? Do we already know it's different, or we know nothing about that?
We know nothing about the game selection. I imagine it's going to be different. I imagine that they're going to use... I imagine one of the games is going to be Mario Maker, because I just think, giving people a chance to play Mario stages they've never seen before, it's
just
too...
a pre-made level by Miyamoto or something like that.
Yeah.
Saying, like, beat this level in X amount of time or something like that.
Or whoever beats it fastest or whatever, final, you know. I can see that happening. I would also imagine that... You see, the biggest problem for me right now is, on paper, it's before E3. So, like, are they going to use that as an opportunity to announce a game? Or do they want to hold all their cards into their press conference on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, and even if they want to let those people play a new game, so what is something that is something you can show in a competitive environment? Because otherwise, it's just a single-player level of a game that's coming out that's new. But, you know, is that something really you want to show at that point?
Well, I mean, it depends. You can have Star Fox, because Star Fox was always kind of points-driven. I mean, Project Guard, if they wanted to do that, is another one that could possibly do, you know, like how fast you got through them, what did, you know, stuff like that. But we'll see. It's going to be really curious.
I really hope for them. Yeah. Continue, please.
I was going to say, I think the one good thing with that, with the E3, last year they were, you know, the winners and users of E3, such as a contest, but they were able to control the conversation throughout most of E3, because everybody's watching the Nintendo Treehouse Live stuff. And I think this helps them in that they are, you know, really kind of the first company people are going to talk about that Sunday, and then they kind of get to control the rest of the week. Since, as far as I know, Sony or Microsoft hasn't really announced anything comparable to the Treehouse Live. So if they have the games again that people are interested in, it's going to be, you know, it's them kind of dominating the week conversation. And that works, as we noted. I mean, the actual conversation about games ended like half an hour ago. Nintendo does not have a huge lineup of games. They don't have third parties to fill in those gaps. But actually, they were able to stretch out what was really probably like a dozen games into 3 days that just really seemed interesting to a lot of consumers.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I at least hope for the winners they'll get something as cool as the winners of the in the 90s, the car, which I really hope they get some collectible thing that's going to be very rare. Really hope
eBay.
That's a cool thing. Yeah,
I just
think that's just a cool thing for those winners. It's even, you know, it's even better to get something like that than like a prize, like a trophy and cash or something like that.
And if it doesn't work, if it does work out, maybe next year they'll open it up and have a Nintendo World Championships regionally, so people can come to E3 and compete in America. We'll see. But, I think that will do it for us for Nintendo. Just to remind you, the Nintendo World Championship is on Sunday night. I don't even know if they have a time for that. The Nintendo Digital Event begins at 9 a.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, I mean, Eastern, 6 or 5 p.m. European time, whatever.
6
and then the Treehouse Live begins right after that, so that will go throughout the week. So, for Jason, Martin, Daniel, Mr. Dutchday, and myself, this has been Dual Worldin.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.